We'll start today with your analysis of the Bombers. They're a club that intrigues a lot of people, and obviously their own supporters will right now be wanting to hear what you have to say about their chances under the new coach, Mark Thompson, in 2014.
Well, thanks, Damien. Well, a ninth place, I mean, that was sort of a strange one in itself, wasn't it? 14 wins, which was enough. It should have been enough to have them play finals. What a year it was. It was a year that brought down their president, their CEO, their coach out with suspension. Look, they just want to get on with life now and get a new fresh start. And let's hope they can without any further issues between now and what's on for the 2014 season. You said about Bomber Thompson as their new coach. What's next in 2014? Well, really, that's where the question lies and what all Essendon fans want to know about. When I have a look at their team structure, I still think they're a little light on depth through the middle of the ground. I think that what they did last year was really the right thing, that, you know, by taking certainly Goddard into the middle of the ground, bringing him across as a free agent, taking Dyson Heppel off a half-back flank and throwing him into the into the guts, getting Zarakis back fitter and better from injury. So they added a bit more quality to the middle of the ground. I still think at times they lack a little bit of depth in the middle, and if one or two blokes are out injured, they find it very, very difficult to replace them. That's why I find the David Myers situation a little intriguing. I think that he's good enough to be a part of that midfield group. And
you really like him too, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Well, at 190 centimetres, he's bigger than most. I mean, only Job's the same height as him, and he kicks the ball deeper than most. I just think that he needs to be given opportunity. Mm. They haven't got a lot of depth anyway, they can't afford to be losing a depth player like David Myers from their lineup. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Paul Chapman, who will come into the club, I don't really see him playing a major role through the middle of the ground. He'll play little cameos through the middle, but what I saw of him last year seemed more dangerous now as the mid-size forward than what, you know, with a flick up into the middle of the ground for a period of time. So I don't think that he will add a lot to that. But look at their rucks. Bell Chambers and Paddy Ryder, they had to have Bell Chambers stay, particularly when you think that Hill not there now. Really leaves them a bit light on. If they got an injury, they would sort of battle a little bit with that, only with the two rucks there at the moment. They would have been disappointed that they didn't get Longer locked away, and I just got the feeling that that probably was the fact that if you're in the Longer camp and you've got a choice between Essendon and St Kilda, you've probably got more ability to get the job done with St Kilda and be able to get to where you want to get.
Because of the picks they've
got. They've got. And, you know, Essendon's still fiddling around with the Cramery thing.
Yep.
They really haven't got anything else to put on the table just to sort of say, look, this will get it done. So I think that that probably was part of the reason why Billy Long has ended up making his choice at St Kilda. So, yeah, maybe one down in the rucks. I have a look at their key backs. There's still a lot of questions about their key position players. They've got a lot of them, but we always sit here and have the argument about who should play where and how it's sort of structured up. And they threw it around themselves throughout the course of the year. Of course, they've got Hooker and Carlisle as a backman. I still think Michael Hurley is a natural defender. You know, what are they doing there? Are they going to throw him into the defence, try to have a look at a Carlisle up forward, or try to get the best defence that they possibly can and have a couple of those blokes down there and just rely on younger, like a Joe Danaher to play forward? And
well, you don't think he's quite ready yet, do you, for that particular hard role?
No. I think he's still 12 or 18 months off. I mean, that's the nature of any key position player, 19-year-old, just coming into the competition. So, to me, Carlisle's got the bigger tank, which means that you're more able to work up to the wings and then charge back, you know, as a high beep test, a high athletic 3K runner.
Yep.
He's got a better ability to be able to cover the lines and be able to cover off the multiple opponents that you get into the forward line as extra back sort of pushing back on you than what Hurley has. Hurley, to me, is the grunt competitor who doesn't like to get beaten at any stage, which makes him the more natural defender for me. But again, we're waiting to sort of see into a new year. Does Bomber leave it the way it was? Does he change it up? How does it sort of look going forward? I suppose the other question that has to be asked too is, does Dustin Fletcher play weekly now? Or is he, you know, are they just getting him over the line? Does he play weekly? What happens? Tate Pearce seems like he's been sort of sitting on the subs bench for a long, long time, waiting for Dustin's career to finish and getting cameo roles rather than, you know, being able to start to really impact himself in the team. So what are they doing there? Tate Pearce is 24 years of age. He can't wait forever. He will take up that role. They play it differently, of course, but he would take up the role that that Fletcher's playing. So I'm interested there. Their half-back runners are very good. I like Hibbard, Courtney Dempsey. Yeah, they've got some good run coming out of that area. So still a couple of little questions in that area. I think the forward line is the one which has got more questions. Like they've got six small forwards. Collier, Davey, Jetta, Merritt, Comer and Delolio. Oh, that's a joke. Because what happens with six of the smalls just means you're missing something from somewhere else.
Yep.
And I'm suggesting that if it was three, you probably have three extra midfielders, which would add to your midfield depth that they're missing out on at the moment. They've just got too many of the same type of player.
Can you rank them while you go through them?
Look, quite a few of them will go. I mean, Comer will stay definitely.
Yep.
I think Merritt will stay.
Yep.
And then, if it was my opinion, I would say one of Collier or Delolio to stay. I think they've gone past Elwyn Davey. I think he's on his way out. And Leroy Jett has been putting up his hand, sort of saying, I need new opportunity. I think he's right.
Yep.
I think that needs to be moved on and allow him to try his luck somewhere else. So they've just got to tidy that up. Joe Danaher is their player for the future. He starts right on 20, virtually his 20th birthday at the start of the season next year. Again, they've got to figure out, is it Hurley, is it Carlisle, as the supporting player to be able to assist him. I like Winderlich, but you know, can he keep his body on the park? That's always a worry with him. He's a terrific player, but he's now 29 going into next year. Paul Chapman will be the replacement for Cramery. So they're mid-sized players, providing that Winderlich and Chapman can get there, get onto the field to play. They're really good. Sort out your forwards and work it out from there where it goes. The thing that I find really interesting, they've got six players, and I'll speak about this a little bit more when we go on into the absolute analysis, six players that really we haven't seen much of yet. O'Brien, Gregory, Ashby, Gleeson, Van Eunen and Hams.
Yep.
Van Eunen being sort of the older one of that group, who'll be 23 and a half sort of at the start of next year. So those six boys, now that they've got these draft concerns, they've got to have those guys come through. So they've got to develop them, but we'll speak about them in a second, sir.
Well, Terry, as you do with your list analysis, you analyse it, and then we ask the headline questions. So the first of those headline questions with each club, we've done it in last week, we'll do it again this week. Bombers, where are they at?
Where they're at is, it was a club that was building momentum. I have no doubt that you go back 12 months ago and the momentum was building. On field, they were improving, and off field, the supporter momentum was growing behind Hurdy and behind Bomber. It was really something that was a fast-moving train at that stage. It looked really good. Obviously, with everything that happened, that's faltered their momentum, and it's going to be interesting. I've always spoken about actions and reaction. They've had a massive action happen to that football club with a loss of personnel and people. It's going to be the reaction of the club in total, and I'm talking about, you know, the masses coming along, how they handle it on field, how the coaching staff handles it. Going to be an enormous year for them. So that's where they're at. I mean, we don't know the answer to where it comes or the outcomes of that as yet, but that's absolutely where they're at.
Okay, issues and what they need.
Well, to me, still the major issue is they still get scored against too heavily. I mean, the 2,000 points a game this year, that's not up with the better sides in the competition. It's been an issue for a long period of time. It's got marginally better, but it's still not fixed. And I think there's a lot of reasons for it. I mean, I think that their press has improved. I don't know if they get great forward pressure. And yet, with having so many of those little blokes, they should. But I'm not sure that their forward pressure is exactly where it ought to be in this competition. So to me, that's a major issue. I still think sorting out their key positions is a major issue. You know, the Hurley, Carlisle, flip-flop, what's going to happen?
If you're Mark Thompson, you play Carlisle centre-half forward and Curley centre-half back.
Absolutely.
Don't you? And you lock that in from the pre-season and you just stick with it.
That's the way I would go. Yep. But look, that's only my opinion. And I know a lot of people will sit there and go, gee, you've got Carlisle as an All-Australian centre-half back. But he was lowering his colours towards the end of the year himself.
He fell away.
Yeah, he did.
He fell away.
I just think that he's got the tank. Hurley's got the competitiveness. I'd flip him the other way around myself. But the forward structure in particular, so centre forward, to me, is a major issue for this Essendon Footy Club. You just look at it, and it always looks different. So it's got to be settled down so that, you know, you can get some sort of continuity of the way that it plays itself. Now, how they settle it down and who's in, that's up to them to decide which way they went. I just said how I would set it up, but that's only my opinion. But it needs to be settled so that you can have some sort of understanding. There needs depth in the midfield. Well, I think that they can get rid of a few of those little blokes to be able to do that. Sort out the small forwards so that you get some more pressure there and you only keep the ones that are really hungry to be a part of it. And the six youngsters that I just spoke about need to be developed. They're really desperate that they're developed.
Okay, headline number three with your list analysis is the losses versus the gains.
Well, at the moment, they've got five out and one in. Okay, obviously with Chapman, he's not in yet, but he's going to be coming in. So we'll just sort of, you know, lock and load him because I think
he'll be there.
Right.
All right, well, it's all said and done. This is the one that people like most when you come to this stage of it. Headline number four after your analysis is this one. Do the Bombers make, hold or lose ground?
Well, there's so many questions still surrounding them. It makes the judgment on them more difficult than most of the clubs in the competition, Damien. They've spoken about that they can't afford to have a gap year. Oh, gee, I agree with that. I mean, this year to me is critical on where it goes sort of moving forward. The picks in the draft will hurt. You know, going forward, I mean, losing Dyson Heppel types to your footy club has got to hurt you in the long run, somewhere along the line. They're good enough to compete, but they could fall apart. It's one of those that's really on the tightrope about where it's going to go. Until they can compete and complete a full year of play, they didn't do it this year. Yes, there were reasons. Yeah. They didn't do it the year before.
And the year before.
Maybe there were reasons. They didn't do it the year before. Maybe there were reasons. I mean, how many times can you sort of say there's reasons? To me, until they can do that, I can't back them in. And I can't absolutely trust them with all the other things that are going on around the footy club as well. So,
how much weight do you give to going into round 17 this year? They were 13-3, or 16 completed matches. They were 13-3, sitting second.
Yeah, and they were sitting third or fourth the year before. And look, it's not a bad squad, and that's what I sort of said. They can. They've got the capabilities to be able to win games and play finals. No doubt whatsoever about that. But there's always questions surrounding, you know, why don't they finish off a season? What's going on? You know, how's their forward structure going to look? There's just too many questions. And they're around, you know, the coaching staff and how that's all going to react. And, you know, is the Hurdy thing sitting in the background? So many things still going on at that football club. Haven't got a CEO at the moment. What's that going to look like in 4 months, 6 months' time? Too many questions for me to just sort of say, I'll back them in.
Right.
If I'm an Essendon supporter, you're backing your team.
Yep.
Absolutely, 100%, because you saw enough good stuff this year.
Right, so where do they finish?
To go after them. I am saying that they will lose ground on their 14 wins this year.
Gotcha.
So I think where they finished on the ladder is about where I sort of see them in season 2014. Certainly they can be better than that, but I have them marginally losing ground.
Right, there you go. Essendon supporters, tell us what you make of Terry Wallace's take on your club going into 2014. There's issues there, but they're not insurmountable, Terry, if it
Absolutely.
All goes right.
Oh, 100%.
I think that's the messaging you're giving to them.